This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called on all nations to recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. Speaking to Venezuelan exiles and community leaders in Miami Friday, Pence called on other nations to follow the United States in recognizing Guaido.
There can be no bystanders in the struggle for Venezuela's freedom. The United States today calls on every nation to recognize Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president and take the side of freedom.
Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president last week after the assembly said that Nicolas Maduro's re-election last May was illegitimate. Russia, China, and Turkey have not recognized Guaido, and the UN Secretary General said Thursday that the world body only cooperates with the recognized elected government of Nicolas Maduro. The United States announced Friday it is pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons. AP's Warren Levinson reports that withdrawing from that treaty could backfire.
Kingston Reef of the Arms Control Association says the president is right when he says Russia has been violating the INF treaty, but withdrawing from it rewards Moscow's misbehavior.
I think Russia would certainly prefer that the United States withdraw so that Russia could place the blame for the treaty's demise at the feet of the United States.
Reef concedes persuading the Russians to come back into compliance is a long shot, but he contends there are diplomatic and even military tools available that the Trump administration is declining to use. The result, a possible renewed missile race in Europe that leaves everyone less safe. I'm Warren Levinson.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.